Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hair.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth. Drama.
All right, welcome to Smooth Drama with your host, Dick Hugger, a.k.a. F the N-word. I got my main man, P the Spaceman, CEO of Space Up LLC. He's my special guest and co-host for tonight. If you want to holler at her, feel free to give us a call. 646-929-2037 is the number. Once again, 646-929-2037 is the call-in number. And because we want you to holler at us, feel free to email me your questions, comments, concerns. dick@smoothdrama.com is my email. Once again, dick@smoothdrama.com is the email. Email me your questions, comments, concerns. I got you. No problem. Also, I'm on Facebook, Twitter, Tag, MySpace. You name the social network, I'm on it. If you want to holler at me on Twitter, you can follow me at Smooth Drama. Follow me, I'll follow you back. Everywhere else, Facebook, Tag, my yearbook, I'm Dick Hugger. You add me, I'll add you back, and we can have a little social discourse. Because, you know, I love to run my mouth for some strange reason. And speaking of running our mouth, P, I know you watched the NBA Finals, man. Tell me what you think. Give me your thoughts on how you've seen it being played out.
Bullet point one. 5 minutes left in the game. Go to the rack. Make layups or get fouled. Jordan. Bullet point two. Play some damn defense. Excuse my language, but okay. Play some defense.
Damn.
Okay. Could you know, play some defense, man. You got to play some defense. You know, you don't leave, you know, a bunch of cats that are shooting threes. And bullet point three is Dirk is a beast. Just the Dirk, you know, made shots, you know, when it was time to make the shots.
Yeah,
you know?
I mean, my observation, I thought Dallas was the better team all along. And for those who don't know, if you was paying attention, I posted before the series even started, Dallas in six. I ain't trying to pop my collar or nothing, even though I am right now. But it was just the way the teams was playing, you can kind of see it. You know, I thought that Miami beat a couple teams, well, three teams in a row who couldn't score. And I'm like, Dallas is going to score. I just saw it like that. You know, everybody talking about the athletes. Well, the greatest athletes don't win the game. It's the greatest basketball intelligence. See, like P, you just said that bullet one, 5 minutes left, go to the hole. Get free throw. I mean, that's basketball intelligence, basketball 101, that a lot of these dudes, they were given the Heat credit for hitting impossible shots earlier. But in the NBA Finals, as the pressure mounts, impossible shots don't go down because the odds on impossible shots go down. It's just one of them things that most folks know.
Yeah, I mean, and then you didn't. I mean, you didn't play, you know, close to, you know, 100 games by that time. You know, it's you know, your body's a little tired, and obviously you're an NBA pro, but you know, at some point, you know, like you said, there's got to be some kind of basketball intelligence. You got to make clever decisions at the right time between the coaching staff and the players making plays on the court. You know, that kind of has to happen. I mean, I'm not no you know, basketball genes or nothing like that. But and I just pay attention to, you know, a few different things that, you know, championship teams have done over the years, and that's one of them.
Right.
Get to the hole at the end of the game, shoot free throws at the end of the game, and they all play defense.
Right. I mean, and the Heat played defense to a point, but I think part of it getting out-coached also when they were trying to go small to compete with Dallas. I'm like, look, Dallas miraculously beat you in a couple games. Don't you when you adjust yourself for the other team, you've already lost. You said basically, we can't compete with y'all. Our best is not good enough to play against your best, so we got to gimmick it up. And when you gimmick it up, you lost. That's me. I'm like, if we've been this good all the way through, I'm rolling with what got us here. When you roll against that, shit, you lose every time. And that's what they did. No biggie, though. Although he won't qualify as a loser. Changing subject here. I don't know if you saw this. Hugh Hefner was supposed to be getting married to some woman, but unfortunately, she called it off because she had a change of heart because, you know, she was falling all over herself in love with 85-year-old Hugh Hefner.
And then she flipped the script, huh?
If you want to call it that, I mean, I don't know what you gain from marrying him because I'm sure he's smart enough to have the agreement.
Oh, the prenup.
The prenup. Yeah, I'm assuming that he had a prenup, so she wouldn't have gotten nothing anyway.
Well, I mean, yeah, that's a prenup, but Hugh, you know, has been known for taking care of his females. You know, he ain't never been, you know, he ain't never came out that, you know, the people, the women that's around him ain't been taken care of. So,
right,
you know, they usually pretty good. I mean, he kind of like Prince. You know, all the women, you know, that Prince been around, you know, he, you know, they don't really got nothing a whole lot bad to say about him. You know, so.
Well, yeah, I mean, but if we look at Hugh, I just think it's funny that the biggest pimp in American history, I mean, because he's out there, he got the Playboy Mansion where all his ladies, Playboy bunnies, whatever you want to call them, they all there. I mean, he... That's big pimping. Ain't never been attacked for that, but that's as big pimping out in the open that there ever could be.
Yeah. I mean, you have always been, you know, pretty professional, you know. So, you know, you can't frown on you. You know, I'm trying to, you know. we supposed to be over there hanging out with you on July 11th, you know, for a benefit. So, you know, I ain't mad at you.
No, I ain't mad at him. I'm like, hey, Hugh, you man. But I just think that it's funny that it's just sitting right there. And, I mean, he celebrated, but somebody else did that. It wouldn't necessarily be celebrated. That's all. I like to hang out with you.
Mm. I ain't mad at you.
And read the article.
Yeah.
Because, of course, that's...
Whatever I can do to help you, you know, holler at Peter Spaceman. Hit me up. Whatever I can do to help, you know.
You have great articles in your magazine. Great articles. Speaking of articles, now this one I read, and I thought this was like funny and scary at the same time. There's a law that, and this is in Tennessee, another reason for me not to go to Tennessee. They have a law that bans internet images that cause emotional distress. It's a crime to post an image online that might frighten, intimidate, or cause emotional distress to someone.
That's deep.
I mean,
maybe some people, you know, using some images to hypnotize people and that kind of stuff in that area. You know, out there in that area, that's a lot of the, you know, they got a lot of the, you know, the, what you call them, you know, the psychic hotlines and all that. Ain't that where they hang out in that area?
Right. Well, I mean, when you think about something crazy like that, I mean, because they already have a law that's against making phone calls, sending emails, or otherwise communicating with someone in a way that would cause emotional distress. I don't know how to take that one because that's like really, really broad. I mean, because it's like somebody could see a picture, or my blogger said, like a wiener. But somebody could see a picture of you or I and be distressed, like, oh my God, and then the picture of you or I can be banned, technically, because it's a distressing picture. I mean, where do you draw the line on that?
Right. I guess people, you know, you can be a little distressed, you know, if you send the right email to somebody, you know, you scare them out their shoes, you know.
Well, I mean, I'm sending my man an email saying, hey, when am I going to get my money? He's scared to death, and he reporting me. I got a restraining order on me. Because I'm asking for my money.
Well, that might work with some of these bill collectors that's trying to catch up with people. You know, you act a little distressed. Yeah, maybe that's the kicky.
Yeah.
Tell everybody to send you some real crazy emails and say, look, I'm seeing purple elephants because of it. That might get you out of some bill collector situation.
Yeah, but you know what? I don't see that happening. Because it's never against people like that. It's always against folks who society would claim is questionable. I agree with you. I'm stressed out anytime a bill collector calls me. It doesn't matter. Even if they're not, any telemarketer is stressful. Can I sue?
They have some kind of situation where, you know, you can say, don't be calling me, you take me off the list. Now, I had a guy try to snap on me because, you know, I didn't answer my phone and then he called back, and then I tried to answer it, and I was in a, you know, place, you know, where I was in a, you know, like a all brick building, and the phone cut out on him. So he gonna leave a message talking about, you know, kind of real nasty message, you know. So I called him back. I said, you know, first of all, you can take me off your list. And second of all, you know, look, homeboy, you messed with the wrong dude. You got an attitude with me. You know, you calling me trying to sell something. First of all, I ain't gonna buy none of your foolishness. And, you know, second of all, you know, it was an accident. And so, you gonna just, you know, have an attitude. You know what I mean?
Why are you trying to duck me, man? I'm just calling you. I'm trying to sell you some watermelon, and you duck.
Yeah. I'm like, this is hard, boy.
All right. On that note, we're going to duck out here on a quick break. Anyway, this is Molly Mall, the symphony.
I don't care who's first or who last, but I know that y'all just better rock this at the drop of a dime, baby. I don't know what y'all going to do with this, but it got to be funky. It got to be funky if you're going to be on it. I don't care who start, I don't care what y'all do, but you got to be finished before the music is through.
Listen closely, so your attention's undivided. Many in the past have tried to do what I did. Just the way I came off then, I'm gonna come off stronger and longer, even with the trouble. I keep on flowing and flowing just like a river. I got a whole lot to give, so I'm a giver. Little at a time, new trails are blazing. Action is in effect and always saving. Yeah, just like a shot from a cannon. I am the man in charge and I'm planning. A jam strong enough that it can lift your soul. I'm the originator. And my rhymes are made of gold. Once you hear the capital A, rap it and stay with you for a while. It won't go away unless you force it. Because it stays with you, my friend. And if you force it away, I'ma hit you again. I project my voice so it's right in the crowd. There's a sign at the door, no fighting allowed. And if you didn't read it, I suggest you do so, or you'll be stranded just like Caruso. Please, if you wanna, go ahead, get some shut out. A man broke the jaw trying to say what I say on the microphone. He should have left it alone. Just on the record, let it be known that my ego's only partially grown. And never would I ever condone writing in any form. Yo, I'm only warm. That verse was calm. Now here's the storm. Next up, yo, I believe that's me. Craig G, light up the mic for the symphony. The gym is dedicated to all unoptimistic that thought I wasn't coming out with some twisted rhyme. But that's alright, cause now I'm back to kill all the rumors and straighten the facts to me. Now rockin' rhymes like I always used to, but you jumped on the tip when you heard me in the juice crew. You said, ain't that something? The flag, I heard you in that jam in the summer. I apologize, oh dear, and can I have your autograph for me and my grandma? That's how I'm living, on surprise mode. Don't even sleep, try not to keep your eyes closed. Cause if you do, when you awaken, this so-called spot will be taken. I'll take it over like a greedy executive. Cause on the mic, I'm perspective is to be the best in all rap events. And since I have a call, I call experience. Next up, yo, I believe that's me. You rap, light up the mic for the symphony. Yo, Marley gives a smite. I get nice in my voice. It's horrifying as pissing price. Go beat to your bell in a spell of a sweet. And while I'm counting the money, you count sheep. With G-Rap strikes the mic, I recite the sight, the height that you like to make the people unite. I flip off the hips to zip off lips. Step on rap, you flip, I wanna flip on my tip. Take a deep breath because you don't have another left. Coming back like I'm avenging my brother's death. Making veterans run for medicine, cause I put out more life in a fight to con medicine. Rip the damn cage like I'm on a rampage. If you want rage, I'ma make front page. Read the headlines, suckers, the day's the deadline. Your head is way past bedtime. Can't kill them, solo, cause you're pillow. Soft like a pillow, my rap's muffin and brillo. So dare me, don't dare dare me. And don't compare me to him when you hear me. Talk about a battle, but you ain't yet ready for war. Your metaphor sucks more than a whore. You can't replace me, ice me or ace me. Face me, face me, slice me or waste me. Write me or taste me, I see you that I got. My rap burns your mouth like hot sauce. Run for water while I break your safe for quarter. Serve the trucker, the order is manslaughter. Another rapper, G-Rap Rex, he's rated X. The meaner boy is set next. The amplifier gets used in a fuse. Talk so loud, we might blow a fuse. This is anger, madness, ready to hang up. Rapper a singer, I'm putting up my middle finger. Next up, I believe that's me. Daddy can't get on a mic for the symphony. Setting it off, letting it off. Fuck till the end's in, you never been in. Smooth the groove with the smooth rap lord. Like a bottle of juice, rhymes are being poured. Down your ear, crisp and clear. As I prepare to wear, tear and smear. Then I'm out of here, with the mark left that you can all cling. Cause rocking a party, yo, is a small thing. I rip many places on regular basis. And broken down mics were the only traces. That I've been there, in there at the party. The mic had my prints, and on it was a body. I'm not crossing around in a throwdown clown. I'm taking yours, son. So just acknowledge the way that I kicked it. Cause if rap was a house, you'd be evicted. And slip from the microphone. Choking on a bone, cause daddy is home.
yourself like a game in the arcade. You need a far aid. I'm walking the path that a law made. I'll attend and then begin to send a speech to reach a deep. So just say when, so I can let lyrics blast like a bullet. My mouth is a gun, on suckers I pull it. The trigger, get bigger, my pocket's getting bigger. And when it comes to money, yo, grandpa, nigga, you got the groove. MC, free, stand still, nobody move, this is sabotage. As I take charge, go hard, cause goddamn, I'm living large like a giant. You're nothing but a midget, four digit, you ain't with it. Get it, quit it, I reign superior, always taking care of ya. No real rappers, you will evaporate, disintegrate, deflate to your face as the grape will dominate. Straight to the stage of waning, gaining, so put gaining, that category, period, is a story.
Together you gotta be smooth,
all right, welcome back to Smooth Drama. That was Marley Marl from his album In Control Volume 1, The Symphony.
The Heat.
Yes.
That was the juice. Cool G was so dope.
Yeah. You know what? I was down with Cool G until he went to the gangster. I wasn't really feeling that.
He was already a beat up, yo. The Cool G, I don't want to go into no negative stuff. Cool.
No, I ain't negative. I'm not negative. I'm just saying that, you know, his first two albums, you know, I got those. I got the third and the fourth also. It's just he did that album. I mean, the music was nice that he did with Sir Jinx, but I'm like, you know, everything because everybody was gangster at the time. He went gangster. I'm like, you ain't even had to do that.
Nah, he didn't have to do that, but he was cold.
Oh no, he can flow.
Put it on him, Jack.
Yeah.
He was spitting on that joint.
Right.
Man, that album was hard.
Yeah.
That record was so hard. And Big Daddy Kane came off too. Yeah. Yeah, that's the stuff right there, man.
Well, you know, when people talk about, you know, how they do remix where they have all the different artists on the album now, I always thought that album is the start of that.
By far.
And Marley Marl was the master of remix, and that album, when you bring in four MCs with four different styles and put them all together, man.
Yeah.
Because I love Master Ace, and I love Craig G, too.
Yeah, Master Ace Jones, his newer stuff is hot, too.
Oh.
Like, that the one he did recently was crazy.
Yeah, I have that.
Yeah, that album,
well,
he came off.
Well, I love Master A's first album, you know, where he had the single Me and the Biz, and you know, he underrated to me.
Very,
right.
Very.
You know, I mean, because he brought a lot of knowledge and he had skills. I mean, the Sitting on Chrome album.
Oh yeah, that was so dope. That Sitting on Chrome joint was so hot.
Yeah. And, well, the album before Sitting on Chrome, Slaughterhouse.
Yeah.
I mean, to me, the where he did the song parodying MC Negro and the Ignorant MC, that's a classic to me all time.
Yeah.
Now, speaking of MCs, now I know, you know, you, and for the people who don't know, you represent Peace of Mind Entertainment and one of my favorite up and coming groups, HISD. Talk about what y'all got happening and what's going on in Peace of Mind. What we got coming up.
Yeah, crazy, man. This Saturday, you know, we at the FWD in Houston with the magnificent Ali Shaheed Muhammad from Tribe Called Quest, you know, featuring HISD. As you know, Ali Shaheed Muhammad, you know, was surfing. And let's just show you how incredible the internet is, and how even more incredible that, you know, guys of his caliber is out there surfing to find quality music, you know, or, you know, stuff that he likes, if you will. And, you know, he's, you know, and out of the blue, he's at the Shrine in Chicago, you know, doing a show for Fife Dog. And he's doing an interview backstage with Entertainment, which is a, you know, blog site, you know, the whole shebang. And the guy asked him about, you know, what's hot, what he's been listening to. And, you know, Ali Shaheed Muhammad, you know, he talks about Lloyd Banks and Raekwon, a joint. And then, you know, next thing you know, he's talking about HISD having, you know, this incredible project called The Weeknd. And, you know, it's right now we go there. July 11th, we got invited to the Playboy Mansion to perform for the Sports Dream Foundation.
Well, I have to stop you. Because you, one, when you were talking about a guy of his caliber and he found HISD's music, I mean, I've been saying it, and I've said it for the longest, that they make great music, that with the chemistry that the MCs have. It's the reason why I was joking with you earlier when I said that, you know, they remind me of the Juice Crew. That's why I say four MCs who can seamlessly make a song. And, I mean, they've done three albums now. So I look at that as a great accomplishment. And music-wise, I mean, the production on this latest album, The Weeknd, is off the charts. But you knew that already.
Thanks to, you know, King Midas, you know, and King Kaz, and, you know, I mean, yeah, the dude, E-Classic, and, I mean, you know how King Midas, I mean, that, you know, you've been knowing him since he was a young buck.
Yes.
He's got a little bit of genius in there. He's a bit of a genius, you know. He has some things, you know, that, and then he's still growing. He's young and still growing in the music and the sound and all, you know, the stuff that they use is incredible. I mean, and we got guys like Chris Daddy Dave, you know, on the drums, you know, working with King Midas. I mean, that's just crazy.
Well, I want you to focus on that for a second. I mean, because I think when people think of hip-hop, they don't think of musicians and people who actually know anything about music at all, and break it down to how in a lot of HISD and a lot of King Midas stuff, there's a musical background and a musical influence there. I mean, I know it, but, you know, let the people know a little bit about that.
You know, for the people out there,
you know, he comes from a pianist. My real father, Kenneth Jones, who now has a project out right now that just released, that's incredible. He comes from a pianist. And so a lot of, you know, the HISD music, I mean, it's a lot of real instruments on the music, you know, outside of sounds and samples. For those who don't know who Chris Daddy Davis, he was a drummer from Mad Condition, and now, he's drummed with Maxwell, and you name it, the guy has drummed with him. He's incredible. And so we use, a lot of real instruments and sounds and different things. You know, they're extremely creative with what they do. The background, these guys are all students of music, literally. And I'm echoing a lot of the stuff that they'll tell you too. They're students of music. And when you're a student of music, you learn and you hear everything, and they listen to everything, you know, from, you know, old, you know, 20s classics to, you know, 80s soul, 80s, you know, 80s sound, or anything they listen to.
Right. Well, I mean, but I think that's part of the part. I mean, I know me as a New Orleans resident, you know, I tend to gravitate more toward musical cats and cats who have a different musical sound with the horns and say the drums and whatnot, which is one of my things that pulled me toward the HISD projects. Not just because I knew them, because as most people know, when you know somebody, it's probably the most terrifying thing. Like you hear, oh, your friend is a rapper, you're like, oh my God. That's the first thing you say, and you're like, oh, it's gonna be terrible. And
I tell you a funny story, I'll try to make it real quick and short. Golden King Midas sends me some tracks in an email. And an email file, zip files first came out, 6 years ago, that he sent me this music and said, tell me what you think. You know, and I'm listening to it, burning on a CD. He didn't tell me who it was, what it was, or whatever. He just said, what you think about this? Mind you, at the time, I had two of, my first, real huge concerts, LL Cool J and Talib Kweli, 3 weeks apart, back-to-back shows. And, he sends me the CD of this music. And I was like, yo, this stuff is hot, man. Who is this, And he goes, you like it, really? I go, yeah. He goes, man, that's us, man. I was like, so we need y'all. You making the music? And you making music now? He's like, yeah, I produced all that. And so I passed it on to Maceo from De La Soul to see what he thinks. He calls me up after he gets it and goes, yo, dog, this stuff is crazy. Who is this? And I was like, man, my brother just sent me and said it was him.
Well, I don't know if you remember when you gave me my physical copy after I had to hunt your ass down for a couple years to get my copy. I'll never forget. I don't know if you remember. I was pissed at you. It was like, man, I could have had this shit a long time ago. Been asking you for it. I was just mad. I was like, and you know, the same thing when was playing it in my car, we was going to our homie G's wedding, and your cousin was like, man, who is this? This is nice. And I'm like, hey, that's your cousin. He's like, no, really? I'm like, yeah. I mean, and that's the thing, because nepotism kind of works backwards, because when you know somebody, you expect the worst. You don't expect quality. I always think, like, oh, God, it's going to be so bad, and you know, how am I going to try to ignore them or stay away from them and not say nothing bad to them? Then, now, I know you were talking about y'all have the concert. I mean, because one of the bloggers was talking about July 15th, Tribe Called Quest is coming out with the documentary.
We go to New York. We're performing at the Brooklyn Bodega, July 16th, and Q-Tip is headlining. So that whole week is an incredible week for us too. And mind you, we was in New York last month for 10 days. We did the Hot 97, Who's Next, and we wrecked New York at SOBs, the legendary SOBs, with French Montana and Yogi, who also is real dope. And real great experience out there. We was received in New York so well. You know, the cat that runs the Brooklyn Bodega Radio and all that stuff, John and his crew, they received us really well. The Indy Review, Rachelle, who works for Universal Group, you know, we did an interview with them. Incredible situation, man. So that's a big week for that release. Q-Tip is going. He's headlining that show. If you go to BrooklynBodega.com, you can see the lineup. The lineup is crazy.
I was also going to say, I know that the following week that you'll be, well, we'll all be down in San Diego. You'll be down in San Diego for the, and you'll be performing in San Diego during Comic-Con.
Yes, sir. That's huge for us because, you know, it's the comic book release for the weekend. You know, the cast that's doing the movie, just so you know, we're going to be doing a feature film for the weekend, the album and the comic book. And, it's at the Hard Rock Cafe. Go to the website, get your tickets, and come down and support the event. It's going to be crazy. Get your tickets fast because we're bringing 180 people with us. we're doing a bunch of fun buses and things like that. It's going to be an occult type following type thing.
I was going to say also, just adding in for those of you who don't know, San Diego Comic-Con is the god of Comic-Con. So anybody is there already. So it's already going to be an insane atmosphere. So, I mean, this is definitely going to be the Comic-Con. And then we talk about, you got the concert that you guys are doing opening night of Comic-Con, which is epic, because, you know, the electricity is in the air, at least for nerds like me who plan on being there at Comic-Con.
We got some special guests showing up. So I wish I could tell you who they are, but, you know, if you a lover of hip hop and, you know, miss this thing, you know, tell your people
very important. Tell everybody the date.
The date is July 21st. That's a Thursday. And if you go to www.hisdcomicbookrelease.com, you go to that website, it'll give you all the information. Yeah, July 21st at the Hard Rock Cafe. Get your tickets, you know, online, you know, and you know, post it, blog it, you know, let everybody know this is, I mean, we are doing one. And it's hosted by Night Flight Comics out of Salt Lake City, real big comic book company. That's, you know, they actually also doing the awards ceremony, too, on Friday night. And then, you know, and then also MPC Comics, our homeboy.
Yes, we'll actually be riding. We'll be rolling down there together, as a matter of fact. So it's going to be real big.
Yeah, Power Media is hosting this, so it's going to be streamed live through Power Media, America One Network, Channel 19 in Vegas.
And you can also catch it on the Smooth Drama site, because we'll be streaming live also while we're down there. So
for sure, yeah, Smooth Drama. Big ups to Smooth Drama and Dick Hugger, who's doing it big now. You know, the show's done blowed up. And and for y'all, you know, that don't know, you know, we like brothers. We go back, way back, you know, a long time.
1892, we've been rolling since. And on that note, we gonna go on a break, and we gonna play HISD. This is their single off their album, The Weeknd. This is Rockin', also known as Face Up.
Man, slow down on the moonwalk, buddy. You got me feeling too good.
Knocking, C-shaped potatoes like baked dock rotten. See face on flyers like daisies, trying to exhale, but they still waiting. Weight was up, spaced up, changed my eating habits. We exercise daily, more brain for your cabbage. My mind stays free, it's Scotty P90. X to the next, like I put shit behind me. My own horn too, we in line with flute. The boot bass kick, Bobby Hump to the loop. Ear ring like who? This be the flame. We the taste of Texas, expensive for your plate. New water on the rock, it's tasting so great. Seen green, not cheap, we drive by you skate. Pure reflect Lando, fit Marlon Brando. Godfather with a mic, like how I handle. Man, face up, laced up, moon water, go, gone off the throne in the hydrocarbon zone. Gliding on Drexler, 22 styrofoam. Welcome to the H's, is that Mr. Poindexter? Sitting on, sipping on, ripping on Kerry. Wood, that's mahogany, sipping to the black embassy. Where's equality? Follow me, feeling like a pilgrim in a colony. Board walk, board talk, building up the property. Building up monopoly, homestead raised me. Now I'm savvy franchise, but they can't trade me. Student wood made me. Old colors high up from slavery. Booker Talaferro, Pop Dixie, baby. Soul in the ocean and we rocking, knocking. Pictures off the wall, painting pictures in the hall, y'all. Images fall, y'all. Face up. Got P rocking, savvy rocking, equality rocking. I'm feeling good. Rockin', King Midas rockin', Soul One rockin', you feelin' good, Flash D rockin', E-Class rockin', FC rockin', we feelin' good.
Of the funky beat, skunks and heat clouds, double build on the one. Are you smelling where I'm coming from? Pots cooking, stove top, look out for the cops. Got bacon, soda, hot spoons, cold veins. Cannibal locks, the right side of bad brains. Yeah, up, that's how we ride. Hard enough to make the fiends fiend right on the spot. Right off the block that auctioned off Gray, Granny, and Daddy. Slave to a rhythm that beat niggas and caddy. Black trunks, poopy bills, candy painted, my flow. Van Gogh, Lincoln Hill, watching me rock well, Norman Lear. Good times, we in, no fear, looky here, I hear.
It's our year. Go figure that. Compressed thoughts is the word to convict your rap. Flow steady, you're the one. The two bring the synergy. Magnetic, embedded force, core, inflow melodies. Explode energies. I see IB, he running past. MC laced up, faced up. Gone off the moon, water slurring these words. But I still slaughter on tap. Filling these gaps when the mic pass. Touched out, mother ship draped up, stripped out. We out.
Space Bunny rockin', Hardwick rockin',
I'm feeling good.
The KO rockin', New York rockin', Cosmos rockin',
I'm feeling good.
D-Rose rockin', King Cars rockin', Concise Chill rockin',
we feeling good.
Radio Galaxy rockin', Bun B rockin',
Smoke still rockin'.
Together you gotta be.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama. That was HISB, the Houston Independent Fit District, rocking, a.k.a. Space Up.
Space Up.
Oh.
Space Up.
That's right. Too bad we can't, you know, we can't space up and get the hell away from ignorance.
That's our whole point, you know. We need to get to another level, you know, space up. Got to be Lando, you know, you gotta be Cranberry, you know, a new beginning.
Yeah.
You know, all that, you know, you got to be seen green.
Well, you know why I bring that up. You know, I can't help but be a tad bit confrontational when I read Hillary Clinton, you know, last week she was over in Africa. And she was saying that Africa must beware of new colonialism from the Chinese. And normally you would ignore something like that, but it's like, okay, because the old colonialism that's been going on forever and a day, it's been working out so well for them. I'm like, she's like, oh, beware of colonialism. Really? I think they already know.
Yeah. Yeah, that's something they definitely are educated in, for sure.
Yeah, she's like, we don't want to see a new colonialism in Africa. I'm like, okay, what would be new? I already did the whole abject slavery, the being conquered. I've been there, done that. Taking advantage of all your resources sent out somewhere else. That's all been done or being done. No infrastructure. That we already got that, right?
Yeah.
I'm just checking. I just thought it was kind of funny. She's like, well, we don't want, meaning, you don't want the Chinese to make money that you was making before. that's how I take it. It's like, no, you shouldn't be able to steal from the Africans because then we won't be able to.
Mm-hmm.
That was it. I just thought it was kind of hilarious.
Yeah.
when she comes
well,
out.
Sometimes we just be saying, just saying.
Yeah, well, I think it's a little bit past be saying. And, you know, of course, I know you as someone from Chicago, so, of course, I had to go back to your home state here. And there's a little case in Chicago where a couple, this woman who was, they had a domestic dispute, whatnot. So what happened when the police arrived and they separate the couple and they question them individually, the woman, Tawanda Moore, was accosted by her officer who was interviewing her, where he came on to her, broke her breast, and slipped her his home phone number. And so, yeah, now that ain't even the story. When her and her boyfriend reported the incident to internal affairs officials at the Chicago police station, they was discouraged from filing the report. They tried to scare and said, you know, don't do this. So what happens is 10 months later, nothing's happened. So what she does, she began to record the interactions on her BlackBerry with the police, which is against the law in Illinois. I guess it's only two states, Illinois and Massachusetts, for you people out there listening, you cannot record the police. If you do, you can go to jail. You can be charged. But that's only in Illinois and Massachusetts. So she got put in jail. She got charged because she reported to police who are on duty.
Wow, that's neat.
Yeah. And all because she wanted to report a guy who violated her, because I guess it's against the law to report somebody who's breaking the law, even though they are a law. You know, they're supposed to be a representative of the goddamn law.
Now, I got a question. How old is that law? Like, I mean, is that something that has been around? I mean, where'd that come from?
I don't know the origin of the law, but that law only exists in two states. The rest of the states, you can, if you're not getting in the way of the police, you can record them.
Right, okay.
Yeah,
that's deep. Yeah, y'all better be, you know, stay clear of that. Don't be recording them. Write it down or something.
Well,
write it down. Take a picture or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, but think about it. I get arrested because a police officer came on to me. I mean, you think about it. During a domestic dispute, this motherfucker is trying to get some. He's feeling on her, and he slipped her the number like, hey, your man tripping, girl, I got you.
He was trying to, you know, he was trying, it was a damsel in distress. He a cop, you know, she was probably fine, you know, and, you know, he probably felt like, hey, you know, why don't you get rid of this, you know, what they say, get rid of the zero, get with the hero. I got a job. I ain't going to hurt you, you know.
Mm.
And I guess, you know, I mean, I ain't saying that's right. You know, I'm by no means am I saying that's okay. You know, don't be touching no women if, you know, no woman if she ain't said it's okay.
Right.
One, you know, and two, you know, get the case situated first, you know, and then, you know, and then I guess.
I mean, but it begs the question, how many times has he done this and how many times has that happened? And because you want to report somebody who's violating you when you're at your most vulnerable point and there's no recourse. I can't.
That's definitely a little contradictory to the situation.
Well, I mean, you know, the guy, and I'm gonna mess up his name on purpose, Johannes Meehurl, who makes me hurl, got off yesterday. The guy who killed the young dude, Oscar Grant, who was the unarmed man lying face down on the BART train station.
Wow.
In the Bay Area. I don't know if you remember that. I know a lot of people remember that. But that punk-ass cop just, he's out. And he was released early with good credit for a good time. A man is dead, of course. An unarmed man. And boom, he's gone.
Yeah, that's not good either. That's not good. That's bad stuff. Yeah, that's real bad stuff, you know.
Well, and then you ask where is our protection? Because these are supposed to be the people who are supposed to uphold the law and protect you. But
I mean, you know, the strange thing about the whole the question you just asked is the fact that, you know, there's a lot of good law enforcement out there that's, you know, helping, saving people and, you know, and
right.
Solving, you know, situations and all that kind of stuff, you know, but it's kind of like, you know, in every organization or something, there's good and bad, and you just got to kind of, you know, hopefully we can kind of,
well,
know, I don't know.
Their bad kind of overshadows their good when it comes to that.
Well, yeah, it's definitely going to do that because, you know, people are dying and that kind of stuff. And so, you know,
right.
Yeah, that's going to be out there and be very clear. You know, and I ain't saying that, you know, over the years that, you know, people ain't had to, you know, I mean,
right.
Stop. You know, for several no reasons and all those kind of different things, you know, but I do, you know,
Yeah, I mean, that's the whole point. Just want to bring it up because I want the people to think about it and be mad and care about it so we can put stuff in place where we, the normal citizen, can have mechanisms to protect ourselves when we've been wronged by the police, which seems to happen a lot. And that's my final word on that. I want to thank my main man, P the Space Man, for coming on. Look forward to seeing you next month down at Comic-Con and being involved in this concert. Like I said, we're going to be streaming live there. So y'all look forward to that. And also, if you want to hear some of HISD's music, tell them where they can get it real quick, Pete.
www.theweekend.com. TheWeekend.com or HISD Music, it'll pull everything up.
All right. Also, if you want to hear a few of the songs, you can go to my Smooth Drama page and go to the video section, and I have my jukebox down there and HISD's music in there also. Thank you all once again. Once again, thank you, Kitty. I want to thank all the listeners. I want to thank my great bloggers.
We appreciate it. And whoever's out there blogging, man, Rock the Bells is coming. And, you know, we need HISD on it. We need to know. You know, they got the heat on there. Trust me, they got
on that note, Smooth Drama, we out.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast, smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.